This is Northwest News from KPLU. When someone you love dies, grieving is an individual process, but it's common to need a full year to get to a new normal. In Oso this weekend, thousands are expected to turn out for memorial gatherings to mark the anniversary of one of the nation's deadliest landslides. First responders and families of the 43 people who died are asking the public to give them space. KPLU's Bellamy Palethorpe has the story.
Oso Strong is a motto that's become common in the Stillaguamish River Valley, but emotions are still running high. Assistant Fire Chief Toby Hyde says for the thousands of volunteers and loggers that did the rescue and recovery work, it was like being on a military deployment. They sifted through the mud for human remains for weeks.
Pickup stick style, and it was overwhelming for everybody. And that stuff doesn't go away. Now that the 1 year's coming back around, a lot of those memories are becoming more and more prevalent, and they're filtering back up.
He says the landslide area is mostly private property. Locals don't want outsiders wandering around on it. They had a couple of processions along the highway when it reopened, but now crowds and media crews are coming back. Town leaders are planning private ceremonies for the families this weekend.
It's hard to understand that people want to see it and be a part of it, but still have our community try to be insulated enough to still remember that we are a community here and we're supporting each other regardless of what people do when they drive by.
Hyde says in this small community of about 800 residents, people call the fire department to report trespassers.
We're not the police, and we want to make sure we're giving the general public an opportunity to come out and see this event. Everybody was affected by this, and they're still processing, and they will for a long time.
Sunday morning's memorial will include a bell ceremony, flag raising, honor guard, and pipes and drums. Elected officials and community leaders will be present, but no formal speeches are scheduled. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.